Carolina Fight fans, get your popcorn ready for the most exciting local MMA event of the year, May 11th. Support your local Carolina MMA fighters as Paris Artis, 6-1 Team Rock out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, faces Jonathan Martin, 5-2 out of Carolina Combat Charlotte, North Carolina, in one of the most anticipated fights in Carolina history for the Fight For It lightweight title. Fight For It 20 will be one of the most exciting combat sporting events in local Carolina cage fighting history. Live cage fights Saturday, May 11th at the Kerr Scott Building in Raleigh, North Carolina.
You are listening to Words with the Mad Coach. I am Mad Coach. I am Mad Coach. I am Mad Coach. Coach Sess. Coach Sess. I am Mad Coach. I am Mad Coach. I am Mad Coach. Coach Sess. Coach Sess. You are listening to Words with the Mad Coach.
Okay, Mad World. Coach Sess here. And I'm going to take a listen to some quotes and try to give, you know, some meaning, what they mean to me. And I'm going to show you how to break them down for yourself.
We're going to have this conversation right now. Last year, you put a lot of energy in shit that failed you, abandoned you, disappointed you, broke you. We starting all over right now. We ain't fucking up. You're going to have a list. Make sure you're on the top of that motherfucker this year. Let's go.
All right. So this is all about taking responsibility for your ups and downs, really, if it comes down to it. And you have to really think about it. You really want to view that quote from the personal perspective of no one's coming to save you. You're the last one out there. There is no other body, nobody behind you to help you. You got to do it for yourself. Now, that's not always going to be true, but it is a great mentality to have. It's going to keep you focused. It's going to give you some energy. And you'll have appreciation for those who do stick around, but you don't have an expectation for them to stick around, and deep down, you don't feel as if they owe you anything. So it's a very strong, positive mindset to have. Let's move to another quote and see what we're rocking with.
This first job where it's really easy, and it's not, because you're the last person to get paid. You're the first person to show up in the morning. You're the last person to go to bed. And when things aren't right, nobody gets the credit, but you get the blame. You got in business for a reason, because you had something to prove. You got in business for a reason, because you believed in you when other people did not.
Now, I like that one. The guy in the video looks like Marcus Lemonis, who is like probably one of the best entrepreneurs on the planet. And I really like his stuff, especially when he had the TV show, The Prophet, and he would go around helping people restart their businesses, take it to another level. And, you know, it was really just all about planning and intelligence. And the only way you get a lot of good planning with intelligence is vision. You have to have a vision. You have to go. You can't be afraid. You have to be ready to go, be ready to put it all on the line. So I've always appreciated Marcus Lemonis and the show The Prophet. Even if you're not trying to run a business, I think I've talked about this before. There's an aunt, there's an uncle, there's somebody in the family who runs a business, and they have struggles up and down every day. That person should be your hero. That should be the person that you're learning from. That's the person that's going to give you a lot of principles, even if you're just trying to be a fighter. It's going to give you a lot of principles that will guide you, because it's about never quitting. It's about being able to stick with that idea that you have in your head, seeing where you're going, seeing the things that you want, seeing the people you need on the team, and you just go. Stop trying to be perfect. You're not going to figure it all out in one gulp. You know, you just got to go. And as you work, it will start to level itself out. And the right people will be with you. The right opportunities will come. You just have to go and be prepared. Let's check another one out.
Couples, when you're fighting, just remember, man, you only have so much time to love each other. One of these days, you're going to have to say goodbye. And you know what, in funeral after funeral after funeral, nobody says, I wish we would have fought more. I've never heard a wife from the grave scream, underwear on the floor! Never. All those things.
This one just comes down to forgiveness. One of the areas of forgiveness that you can really learn to appreciate and gain a lot of insight from is forgiving yourself. Because I think it's hard to forgive others if you don't start by forgiving yourself. Just accept the fact you've made a few mistakes, you've had some mishaps, people haven't appreciated you, people have told you about, you know, the issues that they've had with you, and so it made you bitter, it made you cold. Well, forgive yourself first, you know. Don't harden your soul just because someone said something to you that you didn't exactly like. They were saying it to you because, well, they wanted to help you. They loved you. And once you can start on that route, fixing yourself a little bit, then you'll realize that you want to mend that relationship, that they were trying to help you. I remember a joke with the ant and the aardvark. Ant falls in a hole, although it's just a joke, so we know ants can get out of a hole. But ant falls out of a hole, and aardvark comes along and says, "Let me help you." But the ant says, "No." To make the joke shorter, elephant comes along, takes a dump in the hole, and then the moral of the story was, everybody who craps on you is not trying to hurt you, and everybody who offers you a hand is not trying to help you. That just comes with experience and a little bit of, you know, intuition, discernment, understanding that all the shiny objects, all that glitters is not gold. That'll come with time and experience, but it really starts with, first of all, forgiving yourself so you aren't blindsided. Let's
check another one. The couples when you're fighting would
fight should be like a small play, but played seriously. A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready. Not thinking, yet not dreaming. Ready for whatever might come. When the opponent expands, I contract. When he contracts, I expand. And when there is an opportunity, I do not hit. Itself.
The Bruce Lee quote, and if you follow any of Bruce Lee's teachings over the years, the one thing that Bruce Lee was really big on was this automatic response, this idea of responding like an echo, moving like a shadow. He's really talking about the subconscious, not the conscious thought and thinking, because it slows you down. Immediate reaction, immediate go time. And again, that's part of that experience that we're talking about. Once you get to the point where you've had enough reps, you've done enough in the thing that you're chasing, then you're on autopilot. Then that's when you're in flow state. That's when you're in the zone. And it takes some time to get there. But once you recognize it, you can't become too happy about it. You can't become too joyful as if, oh, I have something that others don't have. That's the moment when you need to use it more and more and become more proficient. It's because the minute you start bragging and telling other people what you have and you're seeking validation, that's when you stop. That's when you start seeing a lot of limits and you can't figure out why are you plateauing? Why are you leveling out at this point right here? And you know deep down there's more to go, there's more you need to do, but for some reason you can't get past that glass ceiling.
It is very difficult to find women who are very blunt about their success. Honestly, ask any woman. She's doing close quarter battles every day. The difficulty is that you're not battling enemies. Apno se ladna bahut mushkil hota hai. I celebrate every woman who's fighting that battle but not getting an award for it. So I think today amongst us, those women who are fighting these battles yet keeping their families together, keeping their dreams alive, are genuinely big heroes. You know,
having a conversation with my wife the other day, and there's a lot going on. within her, with her own situation. You know, she's got work. We got family issues. We've got friendships. You know, they're people who you thought were on your side. Now they seem to be against you. Everybody has a battle on the inside. Everybody's got ish to deal with. Dealing with a young athlete recently, and he wanted to give me a lot of excuses why he wasn't able to perform regarding certain things. And I just reminded him, everybody has stuff going on. Everybody, including the Mad Coach Sess. No matter how well it may look on the outside to somebody else, we all have stuff going on. We all have issues. That was a clip from an anime that I watched, and I forget the name of it, but it was about this boxer, and that's what he was taught by his trainer. Like, he kind of reminded him, like, hey, you're not the best, so, but you can be the best if you never quit, if you just keep going. And sometimes we miss that little concept that sometimes the victory is given to those who just never stop. It's not because they were the most talented. It's not because they were special. They just never stopped. And it's funny because I'm always making that joke about kids and dogs. Like, once you start playing with them, it's like, give up your next hour, because they want to play. And it's us as adults that are the ones that are tapping out first, saying, okay, I got to go sit down. Okay, I got something else to do. Stop playing. You know, we're the ones that's giving up that space, giving up that energy, whereas they just seem to have an abundance of it, and they just keep going. Going, because they want to feed off your energy. And that example right there teaches us that we need to learn to find that energy for ourselves and keep that mindset, because it's hard to get back once you lose it, because there will come a time when you will lose it or level, take your foot off the throttle and you'll pull back a little bit. So once you can get that energy going again for yourself, man, try to keep it, keep moving forward.
Nobody knows how many times I've sat in my room and cried. How many times I've lost hope. How many times I've been let down. How many times I've had to hold back tears. Sometimes the strongest people are the ones who cry behind closed doors and fight the battles that nobody knows about.
You know, that's a follow-up to the earlier one. The people that are in the leadership position, the people that are responsible for moving you and your team forward, and we're talking about the head of the household, we're talking about your boss at work, we're talking about the business owner, the key person in the friendship, the relationship, everybody's got stuff they're dealing with. And you have to remember that whatever time they give up for you to learn something, improve, they're losing so that you win. They're losing so that you win. They're putting all their interests to the side. They're putting their lives on hold, so to speak. But there's a certain level of fulfillment. And this is why a lot of people can't get it. Like, why would this person do that? It's the ones who are really good at it, there's something instinctive about them. You know, I told you guys the story of when I was growing up, and there was Timmy and Tommy getting bullied by the neighborhood kids. And I took the time out of my, you know, school life, because I was a little older than they were. And I decided to show them the martial arts that my uncle was showing me. And I told them, just don't get into any fights for a month. I said, if you can run, run. I said, but don't fight. And I don't know why. They weren't paying me to do it. There was no rainbow at the end of the ordeal. You know, no one was watching us. There was nobody that's going to give me a bag of flowers or fruit or give me some new clothing. I just did it. I did it because I didn't want to see them lose. I think that was it the entire time. It was like, You know, if they're going to lose, they're going to lose on their terms fighting. They're not going to lose and have a mindset that they're losers. And so that's why I did it. And I think when you run into these people that are willing to put a lot on the line and sacrifice a lot for you, you need to appreciate it.
Why? Why get up? Why keep fighting?
You must be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. You must know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting.
Why do you persist?
Because I choose to.
Why do you do it? Why? Why get up? Why keep fighting?
You must be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. You must know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting.
Why do you persist?
Because I choose to.
Neo from The Matrix. I think that was the third installment, and where Mr. Smith had went into the real world and was able to replicate himself in The Matrix. I didn't like a lot of the second and third, but I liked some of the fight scenes and some of the more philosophical concepts that they were still trying to get across. But that's the thing about Neo's character that I did like. It was like a lot of it was choice. You know, he was choosing to do things because he felt it was the right thing to do. And he had little to no agenda. Just did it. So I really like that.
You are listening to Words with the Mad Coach.